Remember college? Ramen noodles for breakfast, keg stands at the frat house, and that one time you wore a toga to class? Sleep came easy and hangovers were the worst of our worries. We'll be digging through our college days when our knees didn't hurt and we could bend down to tie our own shoes without any help. Then we'll crash land back in reality, where you know your social calendar features more doctor's appointments than happy hours. This will be a hilarious, unflinching look at the journey from dorm room debauchery to derm filler diplomacy. We'll be chatting with friends whose stories are as legendary as they are relatable. We'll laugh, we'll cry, maybe even apply some face cream together. Getting older might come with many inconveniences, but it also comes with the wisdom, wit, and freedom to tell it like it is. This is Hot Flashbacks. Okay, I just want to put a disclaimer. There's like no passing gas on this podcast, and absolutely you have to keep your clothes on.
What?
You also have to wear a bra to be on the podcast.
So I already have a problem then.
Welcome to Hot Flashbacks. I'm your host, Molly Ward, and I'm excited to welcome y'all here today to chat with my very best friend in the whole world. Rachel, you're giggling already.
I'm just so happy to be here.
Oh, good, good. Rachel Erdmans, live from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you for being here. Let's tell everybody how we know one another.
Okay. Well, hello. I'm so happy to be here too. I've never been on a podcast before, so this is like really exciting. And we met going to college together at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh in Wisconsin. And we lived on the same floor in a dorm called Breeze Hall.
Which no longer exists.
I know, they tore it down.
Because we're old.
Jerks.
Oh, yeah. Well. I mean, you know, like when they start tearing down buildings you used to live in because they need to put up new stuff, it's because you're old.
Oh.
Like if you ran. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you ran into someone like a student right now at UW Oshkosh and you were like, oh, I used to live in Breeze Hall, what do you think they'd say?
They'd just stare, probably.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Because they tore it down.
Well, thanks for being here today. I'm excited to chat with you. I think you and I have some different perspectives on our topic today. I do just want to say, though, that it's a miracle, really, that we're friends still to this day.
Why? 24
years later. Well, because I remember that when we first met, you lived not just across the hall, but across the hall and then down one door. So like kitty corner. And the first two or three months, I think you were sleeping. And when you weren't sleeping, you were crying. So am I off base here?
No, that's pretty accurate. I think I was a little bit depressed.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to make light of that, but when you're 18 and looking for some cool cats to hang out with and the girl down the hall is always crying and laying on her floor, usually don't, you know, it's not.
Yeah. It's fair.
It's not a hot ticket.
Sure.
Also, you made me really nervous because you're always like dropping shit, you know, and we went to the cafeteria to have a meal. And I kept thinking like, I'm an uncool freshman. And if this friend of mine that's coming with me to lunch drops her tray, I'm going to be so mortified that we'll never.
Did I ever
again.
Drop a tray?
I mean, you're not, I don't, yeah, that's a good point. I don't recall you dropping
a
tray.
I mean, I might have embarrassed you in other ways.
I could probably list five or six other embarrassing things you do in the cafeteria. So, well, I'm glad that we are friends. 23 years and running.
Yeah.
God.
1999 is when
that's
we met.
Nuts.
Maybe like 2000 is when we became friends. So 24 years, almost 24 years. Think,
yeah, you're right. Because 99 was the fall. You were crying a lot. Yeah, you
that's
probably
when I was crying.
Yeah.
Then I got on some really good depression medication.
You came out of your cocoon in the spring. Yeah. The cocoon of self-loathing that you lived in for the first 6 months. Yeah, I was glad to make your acquaintance and build new
Me too,
friendships.
because
So,
also mostly it was because well, I was 18 and that's just an
right.
emotional time, but I had a really terrible roommate. She was so mean. So
I recall. I recall. So, I saved you. You saved me, and here we are.
we did.
20.
Oh, we saved each
By almost
other.
25 years later, yeah. So as you know, I the podcast really, this is episode one. So how does that feel to be, the premier
It's a little
guest?
too much pressure for me
You'll never
because,
get
as we
invited
pointed
again.
out already, I like to giggle a
Right,
lot and I'm kind of
right.
klutzy, and I just don't know if I'm going to be a very good podcast guest. So I
Yeah, we'll
don't
set
want
some ground
to be
rules
the
though.
downfall of the podcast.
Okay. The first ground rule I already set before we got on this call and you already violated, and that was that you had to wear a bra to be on the podcast. So I guess that one's out. But rule number two is going to be no farting on the podcast. I mean,
Okay.
I'm not, that
I
was,
haven't broken the rule yet. I haven't
okay.
broken the rule.
Okay. That was moments of silence while you contemplated if you wanted to stay on this call or not. I guess that's good. Your microphone has a mute button, so you can just, if you feel one coming, I know we're old now, and so you have less control over your sphincter, and one may just, like, you used to always go, oh, it slipped out. So
Well, especially
just,
if I'm giggling
yeah, let's try not to
or
be funny then.
sneezing or
Okay.
sneezing.
Oh, snorting, we call that. Yeah. So I thought today I want to talk about sort of your most typical, rite of passage into sort of aging, right? And I think it happens differently for everyone, depending on your genetics. And some people say your stress level. I'm not as convinced if that's accurate or not, but that is the going gray part of aging. I feel like it's coming. I mean, as a, as a child, as a teenager, like, that older people have gray hair. It never occurred to me how, like, early those things that actually can start. When did you find your first, like, official gray?
I don't know. Well, I'm 43 years old, which I'm really happy to report because I have a feeling about aging that is like, if you're not aging, then you got real problems, right? So I like aging. I will proudly say I'm 43 years old. So I am saying it loud and proud.
Good for
Loud and
you.
proud. Okay.
Shout it from the
So
rooftops, baby.
rooftop. Yes. So I
Rooftops.
think that probably first discovered my first gray hair, I don't know, like 2015, 2014, maybe. So
Jeez. Okay.
8, 9 years ago.
Okay.
Although, I don't know about the stress because I had my first baby in 2015, and then it was around that time. So I don't know if that has anything to do with the hormones, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, could be.
So,
And how did, I mean, how does it feel? Like, how did you feel? Were you like, ooh, cool, like, I'm old? It's like getting your first pube, or
Yeah, I
is
mean,
it?
I kind of felt cool about it. I felt like, oh, look at that. I got some
Yeah.
gray hair. I'm older. I'm wiser. People are going to start looking up to me. Yeah, I felt good about it. I
So is it,
did.
would you equate it to, like, the first time you found an armpit hair?
Yeah, a little bit, like a
Yeah.
milestone, like a, sort of a point of
I mean, the
crossing into
difference
the
is that, like,
threshold.
yeah, so the threshold is into death. That's the thing. So, when you say it's a milestone, it is like more like a headstone though. Because, when you get an armpit hair, you're like, oh, cool. Like, I'm, puberty, adolescence. I'm, like, getting older. I'm going to be mature. But when you get a gray hair, I feel like you're that much closer to dying. I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't
I
feel that
mean,
way.
I don't know that way. I mean, obviously I know that like logically that is true, that it's, but I mean, I'm still going to celebrate my retirement, even though
Yeah,
that'll mean
yeah.
I'm closer to
I'm about
dying.
that.
That's still in a happy milestone. So,
Yeah.
like I said, I'd rather be getting older than not. And I thought they looked kind of pretty too. Like aesthetically, I liked them. Now,
So,
my hairdresser told me, she
yeah.
said, oh, I have a lot of clients who are, quote, older mothers like you, and they
Whoa,
all
whoa, whoa.
say,
You just let her say that?
well, she's been my hairdresser for a long time, but yeah, I don't really think I'm older. So I do disagree a little bit, but I think I'm pretty average-aged mother.
Okay.
Anyways, and so she was like, yeah, they say that, but then when your kids go to school and you're like the only gray-haired mother and the rest of the moms, don't have dyed hair, then
Right.
you might change your mind.
Yeah.
I have a
And
second grader and a pre-K grader, and I
I don't think
still,
pre-K grader is a thing.
no,
I
I
think
know,
it's just
probably
called
not.
pre-K. Okay.
Okay, pre-K. But
Are you
I don't really.
showing me your
I'm
grays right
for
now? What's
the listeners, I'm showing
this?
off my
Okay.
gray.
Yeah, this is not a video podcast, so you
Okay,
don't need to
sorry.
lift your hair up and show me all of your grays. There's no requirement to have gray hair to talk about this topic, but I appreciate the
I'm showing my street cred. Yeah.
Oh, the fact that you said street cred means that you in fact
I'm
don't
hip.
have any. Yeah.
I'm hip. It means I'm hip. Okay.
Okay.
Great. So yeah, I still don't really feel that way, although my grays are still kind of on the underside of my hair, so
Yeah.
you don't see them every
The
minute
old
every day.
undergray.
The undergray. Yeah, the
Yeah.
undercarriage is gray. Oh,
Yeah.
that
Oh,
I didn't mean
hey.
that. I didn't mean
What is happening? It's really evolved. That went fast downhill, downhill fast. I'm gonna so if we could change the topic to not talking about your undercarriage.
Please.
I just want to say that I felt like mortified when I got a gray hair. Like
Well, how old were you?
mortified. Like 20.
What?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like
Okay, well,
one.
that's pretty young.
Also, I know, but it's so the thing is it's genetic, right? I mean, it's like some people go gray when they're 50, some people go gray when they're 25. And I remember just feeling sad, like honestly sad. And I thought like mostly because at that age, I didn't feel like I was young enough to really like rock it. Now I only had one, right? It's not like I was, but you start to wonder like at what point are you in a position to own it? And I think that a lot of people start dyeing it and then at some point go, okay, well, now I'm this kind of starting to look silly. Like when I was 30, it was fine, but like maybe I'm 40 or 50 thinking, I don't know if I should be doing this still. I do you remember, I forgot to say earlier that while Rachel is your, name at birth, I know you as Peeps. And so we're going to continue to roll with that. Do you remember our social work professor that we were in the same major in college?
Well, until I changed majors from sleeping too much.
That's a whole different podcast, probably.
Right. Yeah, we'll
There's
save
some sort
that.
of narcolepsy podcast you could guest star in. Yeah.
I might just become a regular on podcasts all over the country.
That's good. It's good.
Okay.
Anyway, she went away for the summer. She went on summer break just like we did. And when she came back in the fall, her hair had turned from what was kind of an obviously dyed red color to gray. And I was like, dang, that was fast progression. But then you and I chatted and really was like, she took the summer to kind of, cause she had short hair to kind of grow it out and move on and just rock her gray hair. So like, at what age do you think that's an appropriate move?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you dye your hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you think if you didn't dye it, it would be like gray? I mean, it's just impossible to know, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say 30 to 40% probably.
Oh, okay. All
But
right. Yeah.
also like let's chat about that there's different kinds of gray. Like, right? 'Cause sometimes people have gray hair that comes in like different than the rest of their hair texture. Like it.
So I am getting worried about this because I have
Okay.
curly hair.
Yeah.
Okay. And I noticed that I probably would say I only have like 5% of my hair is gray. So it's not, I know I was being real proud about it before, but it's a tiny amount of gray. So I also cannot speak for like people who have like gray hair. Like I don't know
Sure.
how I would feel if my whole head was gray.
Right.
But I can tell that this gray hair is a very pretty color, but it is a different texture than the rest of my hair.
Can you show it
And
to
so I'm
me?
thinking, Yeah, I'm trying to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it. Okay. It's glistening, to be honest.
I know, it's really pretty.
It's like sparkling.
I think it's a pretty color, but I can tell it's not as curly. And so I'm like, what's that going to do to my hair overall?
Yeah. Now, your hair changed after your first child, right, though? Like,
no.
Okay.
Well, my hair has been so strange. I have a very weird relationship with the texture of my hair because it just, it's mostly been curly, but there's been years of my life where it's just been straight for really reason.
Yeah.
Like, it happened before I gave birth. And that's what my hair person said, too. Who knew that Bethany was going to be such a major piece of this conversation? I guess it's about hair, I should have imagined. But she said, like, oh, did you have a major stressful event? Did you secretly have a baby? Did you? I mean, she asked me all these things because she's like, this is really odd. And no, it just turned straight for no reason. I mean, obviously hormones, but So right now it's curly. It's been curly now for 8 years.
Well, I mean, I feel like there's cool gray colors. Like some people's hair is like white and some people's hair is more of like a silver. I don't think anybody prepared me for how old I would feel. Because I always wanted to, I mean, I feel young, right? Like sometimes I forget that I'm 42. And that's not because I'm lying to everyone about my age. I'm only lying to like most people. but I don't know. To me, gray hair is an indication of age. Like, I mean, you know, like your grandparents have gray hair, right? Like that's how I thought of it growing up. I feel like that's still how I feel. And I think I feel like I need to feel ready emotionally in order to like own it.
Yeah. I think that that's true. And I think that's why that advice about like, oh, well, when you see the other parents don't have gray hair, you're not going to want to, because you want to feel like your peers. And you want to like fit into something. And I totally think that like my mom used to always tell me that she might be old, but in her mind, she's 25. And I've only in the recently, like the last 2 years of my life, like in my 40s, have like understood what she meant by that. And I totally agree with you. Like, I do not feel old in my mind. I still feel like, even though I'm a mother.
Right.
And all these things and own a home and a wife and blah, 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 blah. Like, I still feel like someone's going to like come in and like be the real adult. And I guess what my mom was saying is that you literally feel like that your whole life.
Yeah.
Like many people do. Like your brain just stops at like an age that you're like, okay, well, that because I think you expect that you're going to feel differently as you get older. And I do not feel differently mentally, you know, like maybe I forget a few more things or I, you know, but like I still feel like I'm the same like fun hip person. But then when I see young people and they ignore me and they don't want to talk to me, I realize, oh, I'm not their peer.
Peer. I work at a university and so I see young people all the time and, confronted with my own, you know, college experience often when I see them, because I think, you know, what I wouldn't give to be that age, but then sometimes so glad I'm not, right? But seeing them makes me realize that I do look old, compared to them, right? I see them and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what 20 looks like. Okay. I definitely don't look like that anymore. But yeah, I mean, it's like we talk about like, you know, body dysmorphia. I feel like people, like I have like some sort of like age dysmorphia where like in my mind, right? Like I see my face and I think like, oh, I don't know why they don't card me. Like, I just feel like I look different. Like in my mind, I look like I did when I was 29.
I'm with you.
But I know that's not the case. I just think that the gray hair thing it feels big. It reminds me of the second other thing that makes me feel old. And that is the 40th birthday, the over the hill celebration. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was younger feeling like that felt old. And so when I had my 40th birthday, I remember thinking like, it's the end of times. This is my slow march to death.
Like when we were kids, like when you were in like middle school or high school, 40 and 50 was like so old. And now that we're here, I'm like, oh, this isn't old at all. Like this is like, why do they call this over the hill? This is like just normal being an adult. And I saw this meme recently that was like, you know, we didn't realize as parents like that are like as kids that our parents were also growing up. Right. Yeah. Like, my kids right now are witnessing me growing up because I'm not like I didn't like just appear one day as a full adult, you know? And that's so wild.
Wait, what?
I mean, I didn't just like one day all of a sudden the flip switched and I was like a wise older person, but like
it's
your
not magic.
kids and yeah, it's not magic. And I'm still like growing up. And so it's really hard to reflect that on yourself like that. Like, and also I just realized, I always thought that when we talked about people who are middle age, I was like, oh, that's like 50 or 60.
Yeah, right.
And then I just realized that like your 40s are definitely your middle age.
Well, right. I mean, think about it. Like if
that's the middle of your life, you're going to live maybe hopefully till you're 80 something.
90. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Like yeah, I know. I don't. It's wild.
I will have all the gray hair in the world, but do not call me middle-aged. I don't like that. I don't like that part of growing up.
How do you feel about gray hair, short or long? I think that's another one of my holdups is I feel like as a woman, when your hair goes gray, you're supposed to cut it short. And you don't see a lot of women with long or very long gray hair. I don't have long hair to begin with, right? My hair barely touches my shoulders. Yours is a little bit shorter than mine, but still not like what I would say is a like pixie cut or a short haircut, right? Yeah. How do you feel about long gray hair? Long. Well,
yeah. It's funny that you asked that because I do have pretty short hair. I mean, the longest part of it comes to just like my ears, right? But yeah, it's not like a pixie cut. But that's because I just decided at the beginning of this year that I was going to grow it out because I have had it pretty short for the past 4 years and I love it. But I was looking at some pictures and I saw what it looked like and I was like, oh, that's really pretty. And I thought to myself, you know what? The older you get, the shorter you cut your hair. And I am not ready to not have long hair one more time in my life.
Oh, so you're trying to maximize it right now.
I'm going
to
maximize this time where my hair. So this is the whole reason I'm growing my hair out is because I am not ready to commit to a short haircut for the rest of my life. And I know there's no like mandatory rule that you have to cut your hair short, but it just happens. It's convenience. It's plus I like short hair. I love my short hair, but I'm like, I want to one more time, like have a ponytail, have my hair touch my shoulders. I think like if I'm going to do it in my lifetime, these lower 40s or mid 40s are going to be the time where like I can have long hair 40, for less time.
I think that I have sort of a stereotype of long gray hair. It's like, I mean, if you think about it, right, you don't really see a lot of women that have long gray hair. I think that as you age, your hair gets shorter. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's almost like you don't even see a lot of women with, you know, a lot of women our age in their 40s who have long hair at all. And I feel like long gray hair to me is like, you know, reminiscent of like, I hope I'm not offending anyone out there, like scary lady down the street that no one wants to trick or treat at her house, or like some sort of a witch
like
kind of
witch
a situation.
Vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Witch vibes. And I don't have like a ton of friends. I don't need to be giving off witch vibes right now. I mean, I think that's like.
Okay. But speaking of that, I mean, you like to say you don't have a ton of friends, but a ton of people I know are your friend and love you. But also, you had a ton of friends in college. You were a friend magnet.
So, I like that term, friend magnet.
We're reflecting on, times of old. I just want to say.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
At one point in your life, you definitely had a lot of friends. I felt lucky to even be allowed in the circle.
Well, you were. The thing is that in college, I remember thinking about gray hair and thinking like, I could never, like, I'm going to dye my hair if I have to as long as I can. The older I get though, the more I run into situations where I see women who I'm thinking, I feel like you're 60 and you're still dyeing your hair and everyone knows it. Right. But at the end of the day, like, isn't that about you? Like, I mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like, I feel like if you're doing that and it makes you feel better, then do it to it, sister.
Yeah. I just like, also another reason I don't want to dye my hair is because I'm cheap and I'm busy. So like the idea of sitting at the salon for hours to get my hair dyed and paying hundreds of dollars for that privilege sounds terrible.
Okay.
So I bring that up only to say in the scenario that you just discussed, like, yes, I absolutely think everyone should just do them, like do what you want to do. But I do feel badly if someone is of an age where like they clearly could just go gray and they're still spending all their time and money on dyeing their hair. Like, I really feel like that's something you should like interrogate in yourself. Like, why am I doing this? Is it because society is telling me I should be doing this? Or do I really like the way this looks? And like, just have that conversation with yourself, because you could be saving that money for a cool retirement.
I know you're going to school to be a therapist. I just think you got a little deep into that conversation there on your own, like a therapizing the hair dye situation. Is you really putting your skills to test? I appreciate that. I also don't want to blow
you. Log off my class, so maybe.
Oh yeah, so you're in the mindset. Yeah. I don't want to blow your mind here, but they do sell hair dye at the pharmacy, and I know you worked at Walgreens, so I know that you're very well aware that you can get hair dye for about $9 at the pharmacy. So
Walgreens was one of my like 17 jobs in college.
Oh, I loved you working at Walgreens. I'm of the mindset currently where like, I feel good with the way I'm managing.
Wait, so is that how you dye your hair? You go to Walgreens and you buy the $9.
Well, okay. No, I'm a little more advanced than that. I go to Sally Beauty. My hair dye is a little nicer. And I don't mind it, but like I said, there's always that conversation of like, when do you transition? And do you have to have short hair? And I feel like for me, I probably would look better with shorter hair. Shorter
if it was gray. When it's gray.
Yeah, 100%.
So this is like a twofold decision for you, like deciding to go gray and also deciding to have even shorter hair.
Yeah.
Also, though, there's this trend of people who are dyeing their hair gray just for beauty. Young people. How do you feel about that?
I'm the host of the show. I'll ask the questions. That was not on the script. And that's the thing, is that there's some gray hair that is really kind of a cool color. And then there's some that's like not as cool. Most people that are kind of dyeing their hair gray are going with like that kind of purpley gray, right?
Uh-huh.
Silver. Yeah. If my hair grew in that color, I guess maybe why not? But it's a shame you can't sort of experiment with it, because it is one of those things where you sort of have to commit to deciding one way or the other.
Right. And like, do you think when you decide to go gray, like, will you just stop dyeing it, or will you go to a salon and have them try to like transition?
Make it look good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Salons. Yeah. I'm with you on the time and money thing. I don't, salons are expensive. I love my hairdresser. Holler Morgan. She's the best. But
same.
That's, yeah. Like, you already got to shout yours out like three times. I just don't, the time and money, just the value isn't there for me. It's just not a good value proposition for me. But who knows, you know, how I'll feel when that becomes a reality. But for now, I have mixed feelings about having gray hair. And here's the thing that I never thought about, and I don't know if anybody ever told me about this or I just didn't, but like, other hairs on your body will also turn gray. I don't know if that happens to everybody though. Like, does everybody get gray like eyelashes and eyebrows, or is that like a different phase than like, yeah.
Your eyelashes Isn't that a thing? Are going to turn gray?
I don't know. I think so. Did you look it up?
No, did you? You're the host. You just told me you're the host.
Okay. I'm looking it up. But so just out of curiosity, like, how do you feel about that?
I do not like that idea.
Oh, no?
I don't like that idea at all. Well, first of all, my eyebrows are already so light.
Oh, gosh. Can you imagine?
You can barely see them. Oh, my gosh.
Think of all the kind of like sparkle that would be happening around your eyes, though. Right? Because gray kind of like sparkles in the light, you know?
That's true.
Okay. It says, as you age, the amount of melanin in your hair declines, which causes your hair to appear gray. And by appear gray, they mean actually be gray. And then eventually white. Along with the hair in your head, your eyebrows and eyelashes can turn gray or white along with age.
Oh, I never knew this.
And I don't want to be, you know, gross, but there's other hair on your body too.
Yeah, I mean, undercarriage.
I'm just saying, because like, you probably didn't think about that, but like, someday your undercarriage is going to be.
Yeah.
Be driving
my mom told me
Buick,
a story,
you know?
Once about when she walked in on her mom in the shower and she almost lost her mind because she didn't know that happened.
Oh, see? So yeah, and this is the thing.
She was
this
horrified.
Is, well, nobody tells you this stuff.
Yeah.
Other parts of your hair is going to grow gray.
I don't feel good about that at all.
Eyelashes are kind of weird, but at the same time, mascara is like a simple day-to-day thing anyway, right?
Right.
But eyebrows, that's...
Eyebrows, yeah. And I know. I know this is off topic, but I have to say that when we were like 24, maybe 26, you introduced me to an eyebrow pencil. I didn't know that was a thing. And it has changed my life because my eyebrows are so light.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't use one. So
it's funny. You said, you know, they have these things where you could color that in a little bit. otherwise, you look like you have no eyebrows.
So, I do give good tips, though, right? I mean,
you're full of tips.
That's a solid tip.
I mean, there's nothing you like more than giving other people tips about their life.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, that's ultimately like, and you know, also it keeps people away from examining my life. So I don't have to deal with that. I know. Therapist. One of the things that I do on this show is we always close out, and I say always because it's my first episode. We are always going to close out the show with a little game. I didn't give you the heads up on this. I like to call it the then and now throwdown. So I'm going to give you like a series of sort of would you rather questions, right?
Oh, I'm nervous. Okay.
But like it's got like some, you know, old person flair to it. So like the first question for you is, would you rather have the energy you had in college or the financial stability you have now?
Oh, financial stability, 100%. As I mentioned, I worked about 17 jobs because I got myself into a big chunk of credit card debt. Because I put a trip to Cancun on the credit card. Unadvised. Unadvisable. Yeah.
I think the word is ill-advised.
Ill-advised. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Definitely the financial stability. And because I'm very lucky because I'm a really high energy person. So I still have a lot of energy. Not nearly as much, but yeah, definitely. You feel the same?
Yeah, I do feel the same. The other thing is I read an article the other day. I was talking about the top 10 fears in the United States. And did you know that financial stability was like number 7? That like it is like a deep rooted fear for a lot of people that they're not going to have financial stability, which makes sense, right? Because it's a scary place to be.
Yeah, I thought it would be higher. So I mean, that's
Number 1 was I want to say flying. No, public speaking. Mm. Public speaking is number 1.
Oh, interesting.
All right. So question 2. Would you rather spend a semester abroad during college or take your dream vacation now?
A semester abroad. My biggest regret is not spending a semester abroad. And the only reason I didn't do it is because I had so much FOMO. And I thought, you have to sign at least a year ahead of time. All my friends are already going to have roommates. Oh, I'm going to miss all this stuff. I'm not going to get to be president of my sorority. You know, all this silly stuff that I just so regret not spending a semester abroad. I think it would have been so cool.
Same. Changes your life. And I think it's one of those things that it becomes almost impossible to do after college.
You could never recreate it now. Yeah.
Right. Never. Well, just you can't pick up your stuff and go and leave all your priorities behind. And who has that kind of time and how are you going to do it? I mean, it's one of those things that I also feel like I missed out on. Would you rather live in a dorm room with me or your husband?
Wait, what's the or?
Would you rather live in a dorm room with me or your husband? I mean, the room's very small. So think about, you know, who you enjoy the most.
I mean, I think
he's probably never going to listen to this. It's a good answer.
I'm going to choose you because I just like, again, same thing. Like we can never recreate it, but like we never lived in a dorm room together, but we lived down the hall and we lived in many houses together.
Yep.
And it's just like some of the happiest times of my life. Of course I'd want to live in a dorm room with you.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's tell everyone why we never shared a room.
I don't know why.
I do. Because like a lot of other Americans, you fart in your sleep, but you also had a little bit of a snoring situation happening.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't share a room.
You don't like my bodily functions.
I prefer you have none. Well, I appreciate your thoughts and chatting a little bit about, you know, gray hair and getting old. And maybe I'll have you on the show again sometime in the future when you are promised not to therapize me during the episode.
I won't therapize and I'll try to wear a bra.
Let's not get carried away. Let's try to keep the expectations reasonable.
I just want to be invited back. It was okay. So much fun.
Well, thank you for being my guest, peeps. And until next time.
You're going to be the best podcaster ever.
Okay, you just interrupted my closing.
Oh, sorry.
Until next time, this is Hot Flashbacks. Well, my memory may have gone the way of my youthful metabolism, but there is one thing I try to always remember. Life's too short to wear anything but laugh lines. Thanks for sharing your ears, friends. I'll catch you on the flip side.